time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Do not change the dial, please. Do people still have dials? It's all buttons now, right?
You can turn in my car.
I think there's a dial in my car, too. Amazingly enough.
Well, I guess my car's just fancier than the rest of yours. I don't have a dial. It is the Pain Clinic. Cash man on assignment, scrubbing toilets in hot tubs somewhere. I don't know if it's somewhere in the Poconos or somewhere in Niagara Falls. I forgot to check his location.
I don't know. Where's the roller derby this weekend?
It can't be that.
We just got to call his PO. We'll find out where he is.
Wouldn't that get him in serious trouble? Anyway.
Depends if he has permission or not. Or if he's a judge.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, let's save that shtick for the other shows here. Yeah. Today's holidays, Book Lover's Day and King Tut Day.
Why does King Tut get a day?
Because, you know, dead guy that knows nothing about people creating stupid holidays for every day of the week. Yeah, I'm sure he wanted one. It's chiseled into a wall in the Great Pyramid somewhere.
Oh, is that what the hieroglyphs say?
That's what it's all about. Better make sure I get my own
day. Then aliens.
Lots of aliens. Pain Clinic, as always, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You can join us tonight for UFC 217 out at Salvatore's Saloon and our favorite location, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Three championship fights. Tonight.
GSP comes back.
10 o'clock start. Get there early. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night. That's UFC 217, either at Salvatore Saloon or with us out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Hey, oh, my God. He finally adjusted the derby read.
Ooh.
No more instructions. I can just read it.
You don't have to point at me?
No, I don't have to point at you. Not like Uncle Sam. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Want to be an official? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com, and you can join Rock City Roller Derby. So, introducing the cast and crew today. I am DC, trying to fill in the big shoes of the Cash Man. To my left is the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
I wouldn't say I've grown up yet.
No, well, maturity-wise, no.
Height-wise, a little. But only like a couple inches from when it started.
But do you feel older?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
You feel it in your bones?
Yep. I can tell when it's going to rain.
And next to him is Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning. Nice to be back.
Brian, back from his assignment, too. Where the hell were you?
Oh, God, I wish I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Okay, fair enough. Let's skip it. So, lots to talk about today. You wouldn't think there is, but there is. I'll throw it out to you guys. Where do you want to start? I mean, busy week in WWE. A lot of returns this week. A lot of releases. I mean, the releases, not so heartbreaking, although I am going to miss me some Evil Emma.
Yeah. Yeah, Evil Emma was fun.
I mean, Darren Young never did anything for me. Summer Rae never did anything for me.
What's going to happen to the Women's Revolution with Emma not around?
Well, I mean, she started it, so as long as the ball keeps rolling, we're okay.
I haven't done a lot of research since, but what actually happened there? I mean, they had her with Asuka. She didn't get squashed right away, which would have made sense if they were going to release her.
Apparently, it was just, from what I've heard, that she was very, very into wanting to be on TV and pushing her own character and stuff, and just rubbed the writing staff the wrong way for too long. And they made the call on Friday last week, and they all got their releases on Sunday, which is weird because usually they release people on Fridays because, like Office Space told us, it's just the better day to do it. Less likely to have an issue.
Yes. No incidents on Friday.
So
yes.
Maybe it goes back to the whole Emelina incident not working.
Well, Emelina and she, I know there was like Twitter things back and forth about them having everyone on TV except for her. when she was healthy and all this kind of stuff. The other two, the writing was kind of on the wall because they've been cleared to wrestle and they weren't doing anything. Though Darren Young was doing PR for them 12 hours before he had his release.
Right before he got released.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures, yeah.
And then the news is on them, too. You also won't see them with any indies anytime soon because they are under contract through the end of February. You know, always under their strict non-compete until that contract runs out, so they get a nice vacation for the next couple of months.
And it's weird you don't see Neville on here, because apparently you're going to draw that one out as long as possible.
Yeah. Another release that was mentioned was down in NXT, Sawyer Fulton, who originally became part of Sanity, but due to an injury, he got pulled from the group, he was replaced, and now he's been cut as well. But then we have people leaving, and then we have people coming back. Some I'm excited about, some I'm not. The notable returns to WWE programming this week would include Samoa Joe, the one I'm glad to see back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nia Jax, who we thought might have walked, but apparently she's back. I don't know if she had to blow off some steam or
That's what it seems like it was. She had to blow off some steam and got some advice from her her uncle or cousin or whoever it is who may have a little pull with some people in the company.
Say, whatever name makes it sound more important to increase the pull they have.
Yes.
And then, I don't mind seeing her on TV. I just don't like hearing her. Stephanie McMahon returns.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going a direction that her and Kurt may have some issues to address, which would lead possibly to a WrestleMania match with her husband.
Which that writing joined the Shield for a while.
Who joined the Shield this week, even though he broke up the Shield?
Yeah, makes total sense.
It makes more sense than Roman, still.
Yes, it does. And one person that didn't return, but we talked about the writing being on the wall with the people being released. Apparently, the writing's on the wall for this person to be returning shortly. Paige, which how do you reintroduce her?
After two years?
Yeah,
and everything that went down?
How long has she been gone? And think of everything that happened with her.
Put her on SmackDown and have her come out with the New Day.
Put her on SmackDown and have her come out with the Bludgeon Brothers.
God, no.
They have new gear. I saw pictures. It actually is not that bad, except for they have kick pads for some reason.
Except for they're called the Bludgeon Brothers?
They didn't come out with hammers, though.
Again, maybe... Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, Paige has recently been thanking a lot of the NXT women she's been training with. Alberto Del Rio, or El Patron, or whatever you want to call him. He said that her return is imminent.
Yeah.
Now, my question, does it fit that they're going to be in England for their tapings this week? Or do you wait and bring her back around Survivor Series, maybe interference or siding with one of the women's teams during the five-on-five match?
That's a possibility.
I think it's more likely if you're going to see her on TV, it'll be that. But I wouldn't be surprised if she made an appearance not on TV in England. That would make a whole lot of sense. Get the crowd all excited.
Well, time will tell. So, yeah, the two big shows. Oh, so they're going to be in England, so you know what that means for Monday Night Raw. No?
It's going to be done 5 hours before we see it.
And we're going to get the stupid double-decker bus on the stage. And,
oh, yeah.
And the phone booth and all the crap they did. I wonder who's going to go through the taxi this time.
One thing we did get changed, for SmackDown at least, is that instead of having Rusev versus AJ Styles for a spot on the Survivor Series team, now it's AJ Styles versus Jinder Mahal for the title because of the savage beatdown Jinder Mahal had. Even though he made the Rusev match after the Savage beatdown still. So that kind of storyline thing they said doesn't really make sense. But there's some rumblings this might be a changing of the title. That there may be an injury or something. I know Jinder has had a bum shoulder for a little while. That's why he hasn't worked as many matches as he was early in his title run. And that's why they've been having like the Singh brothers take some beatings for him and whatnot. But you never know what you might say. I mean, it's a random thing. There's also talk that they were doing it to pop ratings, but the ratings were only down because it was, one, Halloween, and two, it was Game 6 of the World Series, a very good World Series.
Well, and then here's my question to you. Should they go ahead and pull that title change on SmackDown this week, give the strap to AJ, do you put AJ in the match against Brock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still make that champion versus champion?
You make that champion versus champion with the rumors of the special guest referee.
Oh, yeah, the poster making the rounds on the internet this week for everybody that
didn't
see it.
Which I guess was fake. It was a faked poster. But they
have surprised me though.
They have three names for a special guest referee that they've talked to. They've talked to John Cena, they've talked to The Rock, and they've talked to Steve Austin. Chances are it's going to be John Cena.
I was going to say, of the three, that you might be surprised to hear me say this, but I want it to be John Cena.
It would make the most sense because he'd be on TV. Like, there'd be a reason for him to be the special guest referee. But unless The Rock's coming back to wrestle and he's going to take on Brock, if he gets okay to wrestle at WrestleMania, they will drop Roman Reigns from those plans all day.
Please okay him. Please.
It's just okay. I'm
on board now.
If he's got a movie around that time, he's not going to get okayed though because of what happened last time when he tore some muscles and had to miss some filming of Hercules, which I don't think anybody really missed anyways.
Well, hell, with everything going on in Hollywood,
yeah,
the film industry might be coming to a screeching halt in a little bit. Everybody keeps getting. Let's not talk about it. Let's pass.
Let's not go there.
But in addition to Jinder Mahal, AJ Styles for the WWE Championship on SmackDown this week, we're getting another championship match on SmackDown. Huge SmackDown this week. I can't wait to see it. That match, and then tag team championship match, the Usos versus Gable and Benjamin. I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, that's going to be great, and it's probably going to be the turn of Gable and Benjamin towards a darker feel, maybe a little bad side, which is going to be great.
I'd be okay with it. I just... Say what you want about tag team wrestling in the past. The tag team wrestling that we've seen coming out of WWE recently, specifically what New Day and the Usos have been doing on SmackDown, has been unbelievable. The tag team division was the laughing stock of WWE for years. It was, oh, gee, we don't know what to do with these two guys. Let's just put them together and have them be a tag team. And now we have some legitimate tag teams that can really carry things.
Well, even the ones that they put together in recent years that they just didn't know what to do with the guys, like The Bar is a fantastic tag team. I still hate Sheamus, but fantastic tag team.
Don't get me wrong, still hate Sheamus.
And they didn't have anything for Ambrose and Rollins, put them back together, and
I mean,
it's worked out.
But at least they had the past of being in the Shield, so it works.
Well, they're actually giving them a chance and letting them do something. I mean, McMahon hated the tag team and probably still hates the tag team division, but you can get away with a little more on SmackDown, obviously, than you can on Raw.
I'm fairly convinced that Vince McMahon hates everything other than Roman Reigns.
Okay.
And John Cena.
Fair enough. All right. So we got to take our first break. When we come back, we still have plenty more to talk about. Bound for Glory is this weekend, and we got to talk about some interesting releases with TNA. Not as big as what's going on in WWE. It's just interesting, the three releases that were noted late in this week for TNA. So we'll be talking about that, and we'll talk about a not-so-big Raw this week, at least based on what they're telling us is going to happen. If you want to join us on the show, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Call or text that number. Send us a message on Facebook. Send us a tweet. We'll be back with more Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
This holiday season, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their favorite gifts and filled the kids' gift catalog with their top picks. Check out favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Plus, you'll find great gifts you can't get anywhere else with Walmart exclusives. You can even bring the screen to life with gear from Star Wars and Paw Patrol. For great holiday gifts at everyday low prices, shop the kids' gift catalog today at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app. That's the kids' gift catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Welcome to iHeartRadio's Fan vs. Artist. Here's your host, Ellie Lee.
Hi, everyone. Today we have Nick Jonas going head-to-head with one of his biggest fans, Rachel. Let's find out just how big of a Nick Jonas fan she really is.
I've been in a handful of Broadway musicals. Can you name one?
I'm pretty sure you're in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, great job, Rachel.
I knew it.
You know, it was also one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Hey, Google, what's your favorite movie?
I loved Beauty and the Beast. The palace furniture was so helpful.
True or false? My favorite candy is Skittles.
I'm going to say false.
Gummy worms. So good.
Way to go, Rachel.
Let's see if you're a Jonas Brothers super fan, too. What was the name of our first album?
Your first album was called It's About Time.
Hey, Google, what was the first Jonas Brothers album?
Jonas Brothers' first album is It's About Time.
Yeah, go, Rachel.
Time's up. Shout out to Rachel, Nick Jonas, and Google Home. We love you.
That's high praise coming from you.
Make sure to check out Nick Jonas' latest hit, Find You, and tune in next week for another Artist vs. Fan Showdown, brought to you by Google Home.
All right, I know it's not 8-bit. I forgot my CD. But it's okay. I fully have faith in the man behind the board. I just said, you know what? Bump with whatever you want.
He's
doing
okay so far.
He always does. I never have to worry about him pushing. I'm always worried with cash back there. I never tell him this, but I'm always a little on edge because I never know what the hell cash is going to do.
That's great when he didn't recognize the new themes and I made every other one Aleister Black on the CD.
That was a great day. Cash is like, oh, let's play this guy's theme. Yeah, this is good. This is good. Me and Danger just trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what theme it is. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. Don't forget, you can join us tonight out at UFC 217 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Three championship fights in store for you tonight. The return of GSP. It starts at 10, but get there early. Get yourself a seat. Hosted by us, there'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight, UFC 217 at Salvatore's Saloon or Salvatore's at the Garage Door. As always, Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and one of my favorite places to go every week, Donuts Delight. Okay, Empire and Culver.
So good.
You walk in, I walk in every Saturday morning, and it's like, I can't have cash in my wallet, and I have to leave my credit card somewhere. It's like, ooh, breakfast pizza, ooh, massive donuts, ooh.
Everything.
Yeah. I get in, get out as quick as I can. I get the half dozen for the show, and I'm out. Run away. So, we were just talking about the great SmackDown that's on tap. Mm-hmm. And I want to get your guys' thoughts on the not-so-big Raw, at least based on what they've told us. Now, granted, it's a three-hour show. They could have plenty of stuff in store for us. Continuing some of the Survivor Series angles. You know, last week we saw the surprise beatdown of, you know, SmackDown General Manager Daniel Bryan at the hands of Kane.
That was so fake.
Yes, it was. It was terrible. I mean, we have more build going for that, but
We had the worst match that's been on TV this year as well.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, it was so bad.
You want to talk about
that,
it?
That Halloween Trick or Street Fighter, whatever it was.
Well, hold on then. Pump the brakes. Speaking of terrible matches, so this is all they have now announced for Raw this week. The first thing we know is that the show is going to open up with Kurt Angle as a guest on Miz TV. That's your show opener, which I have a feeling is going to go 10 minutes too long. The only other, again, so in comparison, SmackDown has told you tune in this week, you're going to see a tag team championship match between the Usos and Gable and Benjamin. And you're going to get a WWE Championship match between Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles. The only thing they have to entice you to Raw this week is Elias versus Jason Jordan in a guitar on a pole match.
And they won't even hit each other in the head with a guitar.
No, they'll awkwardly like wait until someone goes prone on the ground and just slam it across their back.
Yeah. The shoulder shot was cool a couple weeks ago, but yeah, no, they... Maybe Braun Strowman will show up in a different garbage truck again.
That's his new entrance right now.
And come out of the trash.
This beeping, a garbage truck backs in.
I'm going to give that guy a lot of credit. When he climbed over that car and chased after the Miztourage, he was moving. He was moving good. He was fast.
Well, he's a big guy that's got some speed.
Yeah.
I just want him to run around everywhere backstage just screaming, "I'm not finished with you," with whoever he's chasing around.
I know. He was getting the crowd involved in his grunting after every power slam. And it was great. They were buying into it.
Well, all right, let's talk about this then real quick. Braun Strowman.
He should be dead.
He should. Number one.
Yeah.
He should be dead. He was compacted, crushed.
I did hear there was a joke going around that would be Otis Dosovich. If you don't know him from NXT, he is a shorter bodybuilding type guy who he would come out after and be compressed Braun. And then eventually he would... There's that joke going around. That would have been hilarious.
I would absolutely love to see that. Did you ever think we would be this excited for Braun Strowman compared to when we saw him first introduced?
Certainly not.
With the Wyatt family?
Not then, but once they broke him off and he started beating up James Ellsworth, that was great.
Start by beating up the little guy.
Anyone beating up James Ellsworth is great.
I mean, but I remember I feel like we were pretty critical of them because, again, Vince loves a big guy. So you introduce this beast into an already established group, and then they kind of shone the spotlight on him.
Well, they put him in the squash matches to try to build him up. I honestly don't think they expected him to take off like he did, though. That guy has learned. He has stepped up. And they forced his hand with the Lesnar match. I know they didn't really do it the right way, but he forced their hand. He was too popular.
Yeah, try as they might to make him a heel, it just wasn't happening.
No, so then you throw him in a garbage can and have Kane try to kill him. The only person he went after was Miz. And the Miztourage. Bo Dallas wasn't even there. Why does he get beat up?
Because anybody that's in his path is...
And now Curtis Axel's dead.
For now.
He took 4 running power slams that Booker T thought was 5.
Well, Booker T thinks everything is 5. Everything is 5.
That's 5, guys. No, I'm pretty sure that was
He's
only
definitely
4.
In my top 5. He's named 10 people.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other wrestling news, let's not all talk about WWE all day long. We do have Impact Wrestling, TNA.
Formerly Global
Force. They have their Bound for Glory event, which is actually taking place in Ottawa. So some of the matches on this card, I'll just do a quick rundown. We have Abyss versus Grotto, Moose and Stephen Bonner versus Lashley and King Mo. You have Sienna in a triple threat knockout match versus Allie and Gail Kim. You have Eli Drake against Johnny Impact. And then you learn from TNA this week that 3 referees were released.
Yeah, it's a shame that like all these cost cutting, because there's a bunch of wrestlers lately who have been granted their release. I don't know how steadfast their contracts were to begin with, because it's like Taryn Terrell was back for, what, 3 weeks? And then she was released, or asked for her release. But
James Storm is
It's supposedly, is up his again, contract's supposedly. Up in January, but it's... The referees asked to be released because they were using, as a cost-cutting measure, they were using local referees for Bound for Glory and for the tapings they have this week. They'll go through the end of the year. So, I mean, these guys, if you're not getting work and you're not getting paid, you need to work to get paid. So they asked for their ability to go elsewhere to get work, and they were given the permission to do so.
Yeah, so 3 referees, Brian Stifler, and then a name everybody in wrestling should know, Brian and Earl Hebner, were the released referees. Now, I mean, thinking about it, though, isn't, like, Earl Hebner the longest tenured TNA employee at this point?
No, it's still Borash.
Still, besides our friend Borash.
Yeah, but, Brian's been there a while, too. All 3 of them have been there forever, but it's, like... If they're not going to get used, they're going to be doing a lot of their filming in Canada now to cut the costs, because it's closer to the home base for Anthem. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's actually going to be a good card, it looks like. There's some matches on there that, if you haven't watched any of it, and you just heard that, you know, you got King Mo and Stephen Bonner in a match with Lashley and Moose, you would think, oh, this is going to be a joke. The build-up to that match has been some of the better wrestling TV in the States this entire year. It's been a really good storyline. They've done a really good job with it. It's a shame it's on Pop and a lot of people don't get to see it, but they've done a good job. The women's match should be pretty good. Anything with Gail Kim usually is pretty good when they have the women's match. And Sienna's not bad, and Allie's fun to watch. They have a Red Wedding match between Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary, which is actually a women's First Blood match, which should be entertaining. Those two will beat the heck out of each other, so... I mean, it should actually be a good wrestling show, but the fact is that they have so much negative press at this point.
I was going to say, the wrestling, I have no arguments with the wrestling they've been doing and the quality of the people they have doing that wrestling, but it's everybody behind the scenes. It's all the stuff with the company, the ownership, all these reports of no money, people being owed money. I mean, the lawsuits.
Yeah,
they can't get out of their own way.
It's better than last year at this time when they had Bound for Glory set and they didn't know if they had enough money to pay for it until Billy Corgan stepped in.
And now look where he is with that.
Yeah. Now he owns the NWA for some reason.
All right. We do have to go to the phones. We do have Dan on the line. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Where's Cashman today?
Take your pick.
Parts unknown.
sitting in a hot tub shaped like a champagne glass somewhere in the Poconos. Scrubbing hot tubs in Niagara Falls.
What's the latest word on Roman Reigns, and when will he be back?
He didn't go with them on the first week of the tour to Europe. He was still apparently not in a good way to be able to go there. He might still be contagious or something like that. I know Bray has returned. Bo Dallas has returned, so Roman's the last one left.
Okay, and I also heard that Triple H is going to be joining the Shield.
He did for some shows over. He took Roman Reigns' spot on those shows over in Europe because he was not there. So he joined the Shield, despite the fact he was the reason Shield broke up.
Right.
And there is a great video going on from that match where, Triple H is playing the part. He's decked out in Shield gear, and Ambrose and Rollins go to do their dive to the outside. Triple H acts like he's going to do it. He just gets to the ropes and then just kind of climbs out.
Sounds good, guys.
Anything else for us this morning?
Yeah, I'm watching that UFC fight tonight out at Dave & Buster's.
Well, you should be at Salvatore's.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you're going to be watching. I just question your location.
I don't have to pay for it. I get there early, and I stay there and watch college football all day. I know all the managers. I know everybody there. I get a lot of free stuff there.
So it's like your Cheers.
All right, man.
I'm going to say it to you.
We'll remind everyone right now that there is no cover charge to get into Salvatore's at the garage door or, I'm sorry, the other...
Salvatore Saloon.
Salvatore Saloon.
So there is no charge. And usually we do have some giveaways and, they usually have the girls there from one of the beverage companies as well. So you don't need to go anywhere else. You can go right to Salvatore's.
I'm intrigued by the beverage girls. Could you... tell me a little bit more about that.
I'm hoping they have some there tonight. But
it all depends what shows up. Sometimes it's shots. Sometimes it's
I think it was the Bud Girls the last time I was there.
I feel like they've been there a lot. I feel like one of the last times I was out there, they were out there too. Beverage Girls. And three championship fights.
Can't beat
and
that.
And GSP.
Yes.
And TVs everywhere.
Well, GSP's and TVs in, everywhere, yeah.
And great food. And wings.
And Chuck.
And Chuck.
And Chuck, yeah.
Why would you not want to go out there? Okay, but Dave & Buster's, okay, whatever. We still have more to talk about here on the Pain Clinic. We got to talk about NXT. I was all excited when they're bringing back War Games, but as WWE always does, whenever they get control of something, they have to
change
do their own thing and change it. So we'll talk about that. Also, want to talk a little bit about Asuka making some history this week. So, again, join us. Call 222-1280, star 1280. Call that number. Send that number a text. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back with more Pain Clinic after this here on Fox Sports 1280.
After months of study, and I do mean months, I've come to a decision. This is the most excited I've been about a football season, and it's because of one word. Storyline. I know we say that every season, but for me, every season is more exciting than the last, and the only place where that excitement can be matched is Buffalo Wild Wings. All the screens they've got in this place, you can keep up with every single storyline all at once, from the teams with new receivers, rising star quarterbacks, to the defensive guys who are ready to stop them. My point is, there's excitement, and as a fan, I need that excitement to be matched by other fans, which is what makes Buffalo Wild Wings so perfect for football. It's filled with fans of all kinds, from all places, all there for the same reason. To enjoy the games and share some hand-spun wings in your choice of 21 signature sauces and seasonings. So if you're a fan like me, it's just fun. It's fun being a fan, and the best place to catch every incredible storyline is Buffalo Wild Wings. And remember our rallying cry, it's wings, it's beer, it's sports.
I feel like I shouldn't talk over this, so I'm just going to let it play. Now, is this the original, or is this the Weird Al parody?
It's the original.
Damn. I always, whenever I hear a song Weird Al parodies, I keep my fingers crossed that maybe I'm going to get the parody version. But it never works.
No.
It never plays out there.
Very rarely.
We need more Weird Al. Every year I sign the petition to try to get Weird Al to be the halftime performer at the Super Bowl. but it never works. Man's a national treasure. Let's give him his due. Now back to more wrestling here on the Pain Clinic. Brought to you, as always, by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Again, we were just talking about this before the break. USC 217 tonight. You can catch it at Salvatore's Saloon or with us out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. You're getting three championship fights tonight and the return of GSP. 10 o'clock start. Get there early. It's hosted by us. There will be prizes. There will be drink specials. There may be beverage girls.
Maybe.
Maybe. If we're lucky. Tonight, Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 217. So we have Survivor Series being slowly built around us. We're starting to get our matchups set in place. I am a bit intrigued. I don't know if you guys have been following this. The off-camera, off-TV banter between, I don't even know if you want to call it banter. It's a bit harsher than banter, but the back and forth between Baron Corbin and The Miz.
Oh, it's hilarious.
They get geared up for their match.
I love The Miz's first promo on him. It's like, good job on your best promo ever. Too bad you couldn't do it in front of TV.
Yeah, and then Baron Corbin retorts how, oh, typical Miz hiding behind his wife and all this other stuff, but you got to give it to Miz, though. As much as people don't give him the credit he deserves, he's the best heel that they have, at least with what he can do on the mic.
Yeah. Kevin Owens is up there, too, but people love Kevin Owens because he's so good at it, whereas everybody just hates The Miz. And that's what you want. You want that heat. He's not even, and it has crossed over to the X-Pac level where everybody just hates him for the sake of hating him. For real. It's all everyone. He does fantastic the way he's done. He's evolved over the years to be awesome at what he does.
And the way he just brings in that backstage reality kind of crosses the border, that fourth wall once in a while, bringing in some truth to what he's saying. Just adds to it for me. I don't know about
the best heels can take. You know, the best thing to be as a heel is to, or do as a heel is to tell the truth, because that's people don't want to hear it, and that's that was the best part of being a heel back when I knew people who wrestled locally was that they could just go out and tell the truth and get away with it and like put a spin on it to make everybody hate them, and it's a good time. Now, so, War Games. We need to get to War Games.
Okay, so let me ask you. NXT, their takeover event the night before Survivor Series, they are doing War Games. They're bringing back War Games. I feel like ever since WWE purchased WCW, bought all the rights to everything they ever did, I feel like this is the one thing people have been dying for them to bring back.
And it's the one thing we thought we would never see because Vince had no hand in it. However, Vince doesn't have a hand really in NXT, so Triple H brought it back.
You can always count on Triple H to do something good. Now,
which is surprising. Who would have thought we would have said that 5 years ago?
It's kind of like, now we kind of forgive him for, you know, the shovels and the burying. And
apparently, haircutted, Triple H with his hair cut off, good Triple H.
He can think more clearly.
So it's all about the hair.
It's all about the hair.
Long hair, evil. Short hair, good.
Creator.
Ooh. Okay, I'm down. Plus, if anybody didn't hear this, I mean, There has always been like this negative cloud hanging over Triple H, but for those of you that maybe didn't hear when the SmackDown roster was doing their South American tour, and Kevin Owens had that family emergency and needed to go back again, like this was, if I'm not mistaken, this tour was actually booked and paid for by one of the former Spanish announcers, I believe. Was it Hugo Savinovich?
Something like that. Yeah, it was the first time they ever went to Argentina. They'd been to Chile, but they'd never been to Argentina.
So this was like big money that was being paid to get these people there, and all of a sudden you have one of your main draws, Kevin Owens, has to go. Triple H fills in for him. Doesn't have to, does it? Not only that, he gives Kevin Owens the money from that spot. Again, didn't have to, but did. So Kevin Owens could go back with his family and handle whatever his family emergency was.
Yeah, I got to give him props. I don't think I would have said that a while back, as you mentioned, but I definitely.
Yeah,
and props on how keeping himself in shape enough to just step in the ring at the last minute.
I was gonna say at the drop of the hat, Triple H can be there, and we saw him wrestling, we saw him dancing with the New Day, and then taking out Xavier Woods, and now he's with the Shield, and who knows where he'll pop up next. I would pay to see him as a member of the New Day, though.
Probably on Raw shortly thereafter, Survivor Series.
Yes, building for our Kurt Angle Triple H match at WrestleMania.
But as we were, he brought back War Games.
Yes, so War Games. Danger, you want to fill in everybody about the... If you would, please, fill everybody in on the classic WCW War Games.
The classic WCW War Games, not the last couple they had, because they completely just turned it on its head and it was not good. But the original ones, it was two rings, one cage. It was kind of a shorter cage, because there was the one time they put Brian Pillman up against it and just slammed his shoulder into it. But it was 5-on-5 teams. You had two teams. First two would enter for 5-minute period, and thereafter they would flip a coin, and one team would get to add a person every 3 minutes. Meaning, and it was usually the bad guys would get the advantage for the 3 minutes, and then the good guy would come in, clean house, bad guys get the advantage, blah, blah, blah. And you could only win by submit or surrender. There was no ref inside. There was nothing like that. You had to quit.
So,
they kept the two rings. They kept the cage.
And that's where the similarities kind of stop.
Well, yeah. They went, I mean, some of the later ones in WCW, the ones they turned on their head, they had the three teams, which was terrible. Like the one with the Ultimate Warrior in it. The One Warrior Nation, yeah, that was one no one wants to remember.
It's okay. But NXT, we are getting a War Games match again. We have three teams. We have the Authors of Pain teaming up with Roderick Strong. We have the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. And then we have Sanity, Alexander Wolf, Eric Young, Killian Dane. So the way the NXT War Games will work is one member of each team will start. And then, for some reason, all the other participants will be locked in shark cages. Because WWE just loves their shark cages.
I mean, if you got them on hand.
I don't think they'll be suspended this time. I think they'll just be kind of
there. They won't have
that
crane setup that we saw in...
Yeah, the stupid crane setup that did nothing at TakeOver. And, yeah.
I'm trying to think, are any of them skinny enough to sneak through the bars? Like,
no, not in those groups.
No greasing up like Enzo and dropping from the shark cage. But, yeah, so the rest of the teams will be in cages. Then after 5 minutes, one cage will open, releasing the both remaining members of one team, so they'll have an advantage for a while.
Is it going to have the light thing like when they do Elimination Chamber?
God, please, no. No, please, no. And then...
Turkey's done.
3 minutes later, the second cage will open, releasing the team. And then another 3 minutes goes by, final cage opens, and that's when the match can finally come to a finish. And this is where the rules, too, are a little different. This match can end by pinfall or submission. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I wasn't big on WCW at first, but when they did War Games, pinfall wasn't an option.
I went back and I watched recently the one from 92 that Steve Austin was on the Dangerous Alliance team against Sting's team. And there was no referee in the ring, and they specifically said Jim Ross, or I think it was Tony Schiavone then, I don't remember if Jim Ross was there still. They did not have a ref in the ring because the only way you could lose was to give up. Someone had to give up, and you couldn't lose until everybody was in the cage.
Right. So at least that is the same, but this one could end by pinfall or submission. Let me throw this out there. So Triple H, being the cool guy he is, apparently, with what he gets to do in NXT... He brings back War Games. I'm sorry, a match like this, will we see blood? We should.
Well, come on. Vince just bled on TV not that long ago.
I will say that when Paul Ellering was in the first War Games back in the mid-80s there, he bled. Everybody bled. I don't think we'll see it, though.
Should we? Probably.
Should we, yes.
Will we? Probably not.
Eric Young can wear a crimson mask. We've seen it before.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe a mistake happens, and if something happens during the match, then you can't stop it. You're not gonna have are you gonna have the guy run in with a towel and clean him off in the middle of a War Games match?
Stop the War Games. We need to put on our gloves and stop the bleeding.
Is that why they have the referee inside the cage?
That'd be a good reason for a referee to not be in there.
I agree, but to stop it and say, oh, we got to clean up the blood.
And they got to make sure this cage has a top, too, because the War Games cage had a top. And that's where they could, like I said, the one they had Sid just, Brian Pillman already had a shoulder injury, and he just kept powerbombing him, like lifting him up in the powerbomb and just throwing him against the top of the cage until they threw in the towel.
I am fascinated to see WWE pull this off because we've never seen them do anything like this before. I question how they're going to pull it off with two rings. Like, will they do this first? Like, just the logistics of it have me eagerly awaiting it. And again, like most things, I'm more excited for TakeOver War Games than I am for Survivor Series because the rest of the card looks just as good. So you have your War Games match. You're also going to get Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream, which I can't wait for because Aleister Black is fantastic and Velveteen Dream is underappreciated, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he's still young, so there's still time to get the appreciation in. I think it's going to be a very psychological match. I mean, you're going to see the moves. You're going to get the kicks and everything. Dream is super athletic, too. But I think there's going to be a lot of mind games played in that match.
We're going to get a match we actually got to see. Yes. We're going to see Drew McIntyre defending his title against Andrade Cien Almas.
Which actually he's stepped up big time lately with the heel role, and he's been really good.
Apparently all he needed was that heel turn.
And the female help.
The female manager doesn't hurt at all. Not at all. And then we're finally going to crown our NXT Women's Champion after a long vacancy since Asuka had to drop the title. Ember Moon, Kairi Sane, Nikki Cross, and Peyton Royce. Which, I really want Nikki Cross to win. That's my pick.
They've kind of built it up like she's going to because they gave her the second chance to get in after she got jumped by the chick that Undisputed Era sent down. And then, you know, they've kind of built it up, but her or Ember Moon with the title wouldn't hurt my feelings. Actually, Peyton Royce won either because they could do the whole bad girls heel thing.
I really wouldn't have a problem with any of them winning. It's just,
no.
My money's on Nikki Cross, and that's where I'm keeping my money. So again, they're fighting over the title that Asuka had to relinquish after her injury, and it was a big week for Asuka. So recently she made her debut on the main roster for Raw. We can have the discussion if we want on whether or not they debuted her the right way.
They did her right this week.
I was going to say,
yeah. String, kill somebody.
The string of squash matches, I have a feeling, is now underway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she had her two matches with Emma, and now she's getting the Nia Jax treatment that Nia got for a while, where they just brought in some local woman wrestler and just let her get absolutely destroyed. But she had a great week. She was named to PWI's Female 50. She was the number one pick for Female Wrestler of the Year, first ever Japanese wrestler to get that honor. And it's really a big year for Japanese wrestlers all around, because when PWI unleashed their PWI 500... Okada was number one, the first time a Japanese wrestler had ever topped that. So you have two Japanese wrestlers topping the respective PWI list for female wrestlers and male wrestlers.
It's been a good year for... I mean, Asuka's obviously been WWE, but New Japan's had a great year. So the Okada thing doesn't surprise anybody, really. It shouldn't.
No.
But yeah, good for Asuka. I mean, she's been good. Like we said, they didn't really debut her the right way, and hopefully the crowd catches on, because she lost a little momentum with those Emma matches, I think, especially now that Emma doesn't have a job.
It was funny, too, recently on Edge and Christian's podcast, Edge said he doesn't get it. He's one of the people, he said he doesn't get Asuka.
Yeah.
He's like, nothing against her. Like, I know she can work, but I just don't get what her character is supposed to be.
Well, I've said before, and I love the Edge and Christian podcast. I enjoyed them when they're on TV. I didn't get why Edge was a Hall of Famer. I said that when it happened. I don't...
Well, I can tell you why he's a Hall of Famer.
Because he got hurt and had to retire?
Exactly. And let's cash in on that while we can.
But, you know, not every wrestling's subjective. Not everybody likes everything. So...
Now that he's retired, he's an old curmudgeon. So.
He's not that bad.
He's not. I do enjoy them together.
They love Luke Harper, so I'm okay.
So we're
with
okay
them.
With them. We never have a problem with them. All right, let's take another break. More of your phone calls at 222-1280, *1280, or you can text us if you would prefer. Maybe you're shy, you don't want to be on the air. It's okay, we're harmless, we don't bite. We'll have more wrestling talk for you on the Pain Clinic after this break here on Fox Sports 1280.
If someone in your family's been seriously injured, call the William Attar Litigation Team to get answers. Loss of income? Significant medical bills? How do you protect your family? The William Attar litigation team is here to help. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar at 444-4444. Main Street, Williamsville. West Main Street, Rochester. Helping people. It's what we do. 444-4444.
This Thursday at RochesterForLess.com, get half-price gift certificates to Ponte Vino in the heart of downtown on the Genesee River. Ponte Vino, the perfect place to host your upcoming holiday parties. Book today. Call 232-6090 for reservations and come home to Ponte Vino on the river. Get all the info at RochesterForLess.com.
After months of study, and I do mean months, I've come to a decision. This is the most excited I've been about a football season, and it's because of one word. Storyline. I know we say that every season, but for me, every season is more exciting than the last, and the only place where that excitement can be matched is Buffalo Wild Wings. All the screens they've got in this place, you can keep up with every single storyline all at once, from the teams with new receivers, rising star quarterbacks, to the defensive guys who are ready to stop them. My point is, there's excitement, and as a fan, I need that excitement to be matched by other fans, which is what makes Buffalo Wild Wings so perfect for football. It's filled with fans of all kinds, from all places, all there for the same reason. To enjoy the games and share some hand-spun wings in your choice of 21 signature sauces and seasonings. So if you're a fan like me, it's just fun. It's fun being a fan, and the best place to catch every incredible storyline is Buffalo Wild Wings. And remember our rallying cry, it's wings, it's beer, it's sports.
I've paid my dues, time after time. Done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.
Did you get a phone call during the break that we won an award or something? Like, are you surprising us with this, or? No? Just what he felt like bumping with. Okay. He picks all these songs that I never want to talk over. I just want to let them play.
Yeah.
Damn you for being so good. We're back here on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280. Danger Boy is here. Double B Brian Burke is here. I am here. Although it's always weird to introduce yourself.
A little bit.
Don't forget you can join us tonight out at Salvatore's. At the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road for UFC 217. It'll also be playing out at Salvatore Saloon. 10 o'clock start time tonight. Get there early. You're going to get three championship fights.
This is the biggest card of the year, the biggest fight card for them. It's from MSG. It's going to be good.
Well, that's why you're getting three championship fights and the return of GSP.
Yeah.
Pulling out all stops from Madison Square Garden tonight. Again, that starts at 10. Get there early. Get yourself a seat. Order some food.
You gain an hour of sleep tonight. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, clocks are going back tonight. Get out there and have some fun.
Could turn back time.
Okay, Cher. Save it. That being said, I'll still probably be in bed by like 9 o'clock tonight. Because I feel old. I don't think I'm old, but I feel old. So Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road tonight for UFC 217. So I want to ask the cast and crew here, what do you want to talk about next? Do you want to talk about a cruise, or do you want to talk about movies?
Let's go cruise.
Cruise?
Sure, let's talk about the cruise.
So we've talked about this a little bit. More details are starting to form. You know, we had Chris Jericho on with us not too long ago talking about his cruise that he was booking, the Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea, which, great name. I think Jericho Cruise would have been better.
Yes,
this is a mouthful. It's too much. But hey, I'm not going to argue with him. Because
we could just refer to it as the Jericho Cruise.
Yeah, we'll shorthand it. The Jericho Cruise. October 27th through October 31st.
2018,
yes. It's not something that's happened. We wouldn't do that to you. But you're going to get the Sea of Honor tournament with Ring of Honor. That's going to be hosted by WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. Already... Special guests announced Raven, Rey Mysterio, Mick Foley, Ricky Steamboat, Diamond Dallas Page. Comedian Jim Brewer is going to be there. Of course, Jericho's band Fozzy is going to be there. There's going to be three live Talk Is Jericho podcasts recorded. There's going to be three Fozzy concerts.
There's going to be
so much going on.
Bunch of cover bands. They are going to do the at sea, which will include the Ring of Honor's already announced that the Young Bucks and Marty Scurll, the villain, will be there.
And the single tickets start at $12.99, not $12.99. I'm talking $1,299. And they go all the way up to $8,381.
So something different with this cruise that you don't normally get on a cruise. I mean, me and Danny have both cruised, I know,
yes,
for sure. And we know that this seems a little high. But this is also one of those things, like, these guys aren't going to be locked away when they're not performing. These guys, it's not going to be like when you go to an amusement park or something and you don't get to see the performance. These guys are going to be walking around the ship. They're going to be having dinner with you. They're going to be at the bar when you go to the bar up by the pool. They're going to be hanging out at the pool. All this stuff, you know, yes, they're going to have things they have to do, but other than that, they're enjoying the cruise as well.
And this brings me to why I brought this up. For those of you that don't follow Twitter, I'm not the biggest Twitter person, but I do like to stay in touch with what's going on. For the past several weeks, there's been a Twitter war going on, which I have my fingers crossed that it's going to lead to a match. And then And then I might actually have to get myself a ticket for this cruise. There's been a big feud going on between Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega. A whole huge back and forth. I think they're trying as best they can to not play it up like it's leading to a match. But again, like Danger Boy said, all indications are that this is definitely to set up a match on this cruise, which Chris Jericho maybe tipped his hand at, because on his Instagram this week, a quick poster appeared featuring Jericho and Omega, and then it was immediately taken down. So I don't know if that's just Jericho playing more mind games with people.
Jericho's really good at setting people up to think something's going to happen, and it doesn't. But this is one of those ones, like, why would you play this up this much and not follow through? Because
for his cruise, I mean,
yeah,
it only makes sense to.
I think this is something he actually wants to continue beyond this point too. I think this is like a trial run, but from the way he was talking, you know, with our interview and other interviews I've heard, this is him setting up another business venture of something that could be profitable for him.
A future line of Jericho cruises?
That'd be great. Unless you're hanging out with DDP the whole time. I can't say that. DDP, he's been cool when we hung out with him back in the day.
Yeah, he hosts yoga every morning out on the deck.
Yeah. That stuff works. That's the reason Chris Jericho still looks like he does at 46 and can still move like he does, is because of DDP yoga. And there's a lot of people who've gotten very healthy off of that.
Didn't the Big Show use it?
Big Show used it. There's a lot of people.
I was going to say, there's lots of testimonials for.
And it's not just wrestlers, but there's a lot of the wrestlers
everyday
do
people.
Do it, too.
So we're almost out of time. We just got a text in, and I think this could be an interesting discussion to close out the show. Triple H said this week that if it was best for business, he would bring back CM Punk. Brian, let's start with you. Your thoughts on that.
How is that not best for business?
Well, I mean, we still have the lawsuit to get kind of straightened away before we can even talk about this.
That would have to probably be settled or thrown out. But
well, you got that, and then, I mean, he's still got his UFC contract. He's been hinting that he's got a fight lined up. They haven't fully announced it yet.
I don't know. I think after his performance at that first fight, they may be willing to just release him from that contract.
Apparently there's a fight that's going to happen not too far in the future. He's already hinted at that being the case, and he started training for it. At the same time, that's Triple H saying that. That's not Vince McMahon. And Vince is still the be-all, end-all, and Vince holds grudges.
So, I hate to be morbid, but are we going to have to wait till Vince is out of the picture?
And who says CM Punk wants to come back at this point?
Well, right. Right.
He was very not unhappy with his... I mean, he liked his decision to walk away. He did it for a reason. It wasn't for him anymore, and he got into something he wanted to try. And I'm not saying he doesn't want to come back or wouldn't come back, but he was burnt out at the time, and he was done. So,
on that note, I think it would be in a lot in his corner, because from what I understand financially, he really didn't need to be there at the time either.
Yeah, no, he was. So, from what I hear, he was always very good with his money and didn't spend like a champion when he was the champion. He was not Ric Flair. Which, 30 for 30 on Tuesday.
I was just going to bring up, you know, we talked about a big SmackDown this week. We got Raw this week, but we also have Nature Boy, the ESPN 30 for 30 that I've been waiting for ever since they announced it. We get to hear about how many people have ridden Space Mountain, which he claims to be a lot.
He exaggerates like Wilt Chamberlain, I'll say that.
Hold on. Ric Flair exaggerating?
Woo!
I don't believe you. I'm going to wait and see what ESPN has to say. Double B, thanks for showing up today.
Glad I could be here.
Again, Danger Boy. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Cash, hope you're wearing rubber gloves for whatever it is you're doing. He'll be back next week.
Referee wrestling matches with blood.
Yeah. In case there's blood in that War Games match. Fingers crossed. We'll be talking about more wrestling next week, same time here on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280.